Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up, where you can
join serial dater Phil.
That's me. And dating detoxer Liz.
That's me. Welcome to the world of online dating.
What can you expect in the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast?
Dating do's, don'ts and disasters.
What we and our guests would gladly chuck in the 2020 dating bin to be gone forever.
What real people really think about those tricky dating dilemmas.
Awesome dating trivia. You'll never know when it'll come in handy for that pub quiz.
Top tips and tricks from our awesome guest experts, who luckily know a little more about dating than we do.
So if you've ever had a dating disaster,
ignore the red flags.
If your dating life is less successful than the chances of Fee not mentioning boobs in this episode,
then you're in the right place. Do we know what we're talking about? No! Our dating lives are both utter shite. So join us as we talk all things dating. The good, the bad, and the... Sorry, there's just no spark.
Hello, everybody. And this is... Monday evening. This whole four episode thing is mixing me up slightly. Welcome to another episode. If you're like, hang on, what's going on? Why, if I missed something? Yes, you might have missed two episodes. One came out on Sunday, the other was this morning, and we have one more coming out Tuesday night. Now, this episode, like the last one, is just epic. We talk about a lot. We have the ick and the dating charts. So sit back, relax, listen up, and enjoy every moment of it, because this was so much fun to record with Joe, Danny, Anfi, and Liz sat right next to me. So, enjoy.
We'll
move
out
on to the next question and see who wants to take it, and then whoever is left gets the final question.
I'm coming around to your own apartment with a pin.
I've got several giant unicorns at the moment, four to be exact.
Your apartment is four. Your apartment contains literally four giant inflatable
yeah, unicorns, and I can't get any switch as to which one's my favourite. Really bad. Sorry.
Next question. Okay. Who wants to take it? I will ask the question and then whoever wants to take it out of Danny and Fee. How do you get over a good ex, who you didn't have chemistry with? Who wants this
I'll
one?
Take it.
You take
Go
it.
On,
it.
Danny.
Yeah. No, you take it, because I'm really bad at getting over exes. I just sleep with them.
Really not the person to ask.
Just because someone is a good person, you don't need to get over. Yeah, I can't believe you guys are wearing fucking hoodies. It's like
I'm gonna go get changed in a second after this episode.
I could have waited until we weren't in the middle of a question.
You want to take me off? I'll pause. You go.
I'm gonna take my dressing gown off as well, but I can't.
Do you want to go change your hoodie as well, mate?
You carry on and I'll let Liz jump on. We're not editing any of this out, by the way. This is staying in final episode. So there we go.
Okay, Danny, where
were we? Joe on how to answer my question whilst you guys were getting okay, no worries. Always crack under pressure. It's very, very stressful for me.
Okay, so come on. How do you get over a quote-unquote good ex?
You wouldn't need to get over them, because you wouldn't have broke up with them in the first place, in my opinion. Just because someone's a good person, it doesn't mean that you're meant to have a relationship with them. And if you had no chemistry with them, then as much as you might have liked them as a person, I don't think you would have been romantically attached to them. So then I think it would be a lot easier to get over them. Like, I don't see, for me anyway, and I can only speak from experience, if I've ever had a struggle getting over someone, it's because I didn't want to let that relationship go at the time.
Because you have that mad chemistry.
Generally, the reason I didn't want to let that relationship go at the time is because they were a complete fuckboy and they were ruining my head and my life, and I was a much weaker person back then and I was more easy to manipulate or control. Oh, nice shirt, mate!
That's
I can only speak from my own personal point, but yeah, for me, whenever I had found myself in that position, it was because someone had left me high and dry on a kind of unhealthy relationship. But I don't think it would ever be a struggle to get over a good person. Okay, you might think, okay, for me, again, because I can only speak from my own personal experiences, if you've dated someone and they're a really nice person, but you've got no chemistry, then you might just think, well, moving forward, I would maybe look for similar qualities in a person who I did like that, who I did have chemistry with, but I don't think I would ever struggle to get over someone that I didn't have chemistry with personally.
I think because you probably wouldn't have fallen for them if you didn't have chemistry.
Exactly.
Yeah. You probably maybe feel a bit bad about hurting their feelings or disappointing them. I think a trickier situation is getting over somebody who you do have chemistry with, but you know academically sort of. No, I mean, who you do have good chemistry with, and there's a lot about the relationship which is good, but they just, you know, in your head, they just aren't the right fit for you long term. Maybe you're what you want out of life doesn't align, or maybe you can't see that the future that they would give you would be the future that you actually want.
Yeah.
And so that is a really hard situation. Not that I have any experience with this whatsoever. But I think that's hard when you get on great with somebody, you've got great chemistry, you've got a really good connection. And so sort of now it's great, but you know it's not the right thing long term, and that nurturing it is probably not going to be the right thing. That's hard.
Wouldn't you, as you've gotten older, you and this is something definitely I think with you, with the journey you're sort of on at the moment, as you've gotten older, you've done the self-work, you're starting to be able to be more rational, you know yourself better, you know what you're looking from for your future, from a life partner, if that's what you, you know, the path you decide to go down, then again, yes, you might have the chemistry, yes, you might like them, but if you know it's not going to serve you long term, the whole purpose of any relationship, definitely now, I think for most of us as we've gotten older, is if your wants and needs don't align, then the relationship isn't serving either of you anyway. So you know that it's better to just move on, just walk away. For you, for them, all round, it's just a better situation, and you're probably sort of saving yourself a lot of heartache and pain in the long term. So again, I wouldn't struggle to, personally, wouldn't struggle to let go of that, because I just think, well, it's not serving me anyway.
Can I give a quick answer to that one, Phil? That question sounds like a bit of an oxymoron to me. I don't think the questioner is being honest. There is some part of that question that is not honest, because the statements contradict each other.
Yeah.
And unless you literally just split up with them yesterday, in which case, just space and time, be fucking patient. It takes time. Even if they were a good person, I don't understand how these things align. Like, how do I get over someone who is a good person, but I also don't have chemistry with? And I'm like, I don't really know how those things combine or play into the question.
Yeah, so if there was more context to it, maybe, so we could find out more.
Yeah, but I would say, like, space and time. It just takes time to get over people, even people that you don't want to be with.
The opening line of chart.
UABUFM, the chart show.
Hello, listeners. This segment is called the Opening Line Charts, and we'll be taking all the opening liners that we've received and putting them in order each week.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Here for it with my wine. I've got Fee's tits. I've got Joe's cake advice. I'm living the dream.
You can have a bit of the cake if you want. So we did this segment that we're bringing out next time because we had a vote on it. And this one is the dating line charts, the opening line charts. So can you remember what 1 to 3 was last time?
Number one was that one about a fridge and being eaten out.
The Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Are you Uber Eats? Because, I looked at Uber Eats and it said you're the best place to eat out.
Yeah.
That got number one. That was the best out of all of this lot.
One was about socks.
Yes. Great pair.
About socks.
We'd make a great pair, like socks or something like that. And the third one, can you remember it? I need to invite you to my wedding because it wouldn't be a wedding without a bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red flags. So don't mention weddings, guys.
Now we've got another one to add to this. You look absolutely amazing. Star eye emoji. Especially since you looking hotter than erupting volcano.
What? Doesn't even make sense.
That was sent to me.
That was sent to you. Basically saying that she looks hotter than magma coming out of freaking volcano.
That was terrible. So, read it again. I need you to read it again.
You look absolutely amazing. Star eye emoji. Especially since you looking hotter than an erupting volcano.
Wasn't it you looking or you...
You looking. You looking.
You have to just block him just because you can't...
The grammar. Yeah. Yeah. Punctuation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I'd heard the new segment. and then literally as I was listening, that guy sent me that and I screenshot it and sent it to her and I was like, oh my god,
worst opening line.
Out for more.
So,
I do get
so
a
where's
lot.
That going? Where's that going? Oh, and then I've got one more for you.
I think that goes at the bottom because it's not even like funny or clever. Like, no. There's no pun. There's no play on words. It's just like literal bollocks.
Can I add to this? Can I read you one?
Please.
Yes. Come on. We've got another one. Come on. Yep.
Bring it.
I'm going to say a friend sent this to me, but legitimately a friend did send this to me.
Really?
this is from Tinder, and I feel like there's a whole different level. I've never been on Tinder personally. So she screenshotted this and sent it to me. You look like a unicorn, but without the horn and hooves. So like a person, I suppose. Special in that. I bet your vomit and wee smell like cinnamon sticks. ... Do you like toast? Toast is great, especially with butter.
What?
He must be high.
High as a kite.
And she responded, are you having a stroke? Please dial 999 if you can smell it but haven't recently made some.
Liz, where's that one going? Do we have to create a different chart for like people that are clearly high when they're sending messages?
I really liked it. I'd fucking love to receive that. It would make me piss myself.
I would piss myself.
I'd love to receive that.
So
toast is delicious.
So all the men listening out there, if you ever want to slide in someone's DMs, slide in with that because for some reason, where are you putting that? Where are you putting
I'm putting number one.
At least it's original.
The Uber.
Okay, we've got one more.
Okay.
And this makes no fucking sense. The last one did? What?
Well, but it was funny. And my wheat does smell like cinnamon sticks.
I don't want to know. What have you been eating?
Well, asparagus, clearly.
And cinnamon.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Black Horse Prince. Was originally White Horse, was covered by your light. From Huang.
Oh, hi, Huang.
Hi, oh. Huang.
You look very suave. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
White Horse We've was covered by this. Your light. I don't. Oh, so, that's really glary.
Wait there.
Check out the pose. Oh,
wow. That's Huang. There
so
we go.
He was, hi, Huang. He was a white horse, and then we covered
Hello,
his light.
My name is Black Horse Prince. Was originally White Horse, was covered by your light.
I think English isn't his first language, and he's mixed up black and white. Possibly yeah. There.
Flash is like
no. He's saying that he was originally like a white horse prince.
No, he's saying
the light covered him. Yeah, go from black.
What?
White,
why does that make no? him?
Because yeah. you're dark, can't see him. Put the light
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because what he's saying is not a compliment. We basically dimmed his light.
Yeah, basically. I get that now. Basically.
It's like an eclipse.
She's yeah, we've eclipsed
away,
him.
In the dark.
His light was above and she's just like, gone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's like saying, like a princess of darkness and you've sapped all my light away and now I'm a black, depressed whore.
Covered yeah, there we
in.
Go.
I feel like there's some really awkward potential racial undertones. Like, I can't quite work out what the inference is. Like,
yeah, right.
For me, this might
Where,
be.
Where's
at the
this
bottom.
Going? The bottom.
I think this is at the bottom.
Into the ick of it.
Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it.
This segment is called Into the Ick of It, which is inspired by La La La. Let me explain's ick. On Instagram, and we'll be talking about all things that give you the ick.
Just going to move on to another new segment.
The ick!
The ick!
Yay!
So, we want to find out what gave you the ick. Because Danny sent me a voice note and was like, your ick and Papa had a go at me for it.
I can't remember what one.
It was the nose hair, and I felt like it was
the long nose hair
unreasonable because I said to him, like, fuck, this could go either way. Either she's just like a slack bitch that doesn't check herself out often, or she's just a normal person that doesn't overly critique herself in like a magnifying mirror. So I feel
like this was over weeks.
No,
anyway,
did you point it out?
I didn't point it out. I should have, sorry, I should have turned around and said, you know that long nose hair?
Get the tweezers. Job done. Nose hair gone.
I think that's kind of the point of the ick, though, isn't it? Is that the ick is like, it's not, it's something that you're not saying that that's something that's fundamentally wrong with that person. You're saying, there might not be anything wrong with it. But it just fucking disgusts me. Like, I've had friends who've, like, ditched guys because of their trainers or because they wear women's deodorant or, like, and it's like, what does that even... But they're like, yeah, I know. I'm the unreasonable one, but it just turns me off. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
But I still feel like
he really liked her.
I've got one.
You could have just plucked it out.
He didn't like her that much if he was bothered about the nose hair.
Yeah.
Which has just got... And plucked
exactly.
It out.
It was just there, and I didn't really want
tickling you.
Yeah, it's like there was too much face, like too much like hair around that region with my beard going on. No, with my beard going on, and then like, yeah. Anyway, Fee, what is your ick?
I have a few, but I'll tell you just one. When a guy writes in a text, he, instead of ha ha, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but he is just like my vagina sews itself up.
It reminds me of, is it Dastardly and Muttley, like that dog, that, like laughing?
Yeah. It's just like, I remember I was talking, like I was going out with this like perfect guy and he kept writing he in the text messages. So I was just like, oh, I'm so dry. Like, it just, that gives me the biggest ick. It's one of my worst. Fee, what is it? What is it about the hee-hee? Do you imagine him saying hee-hee like that? And it just doesn't, it just...
So I like a really manly man. Like, I love a manly man. Like, that is my thing. I love it. It really turns me on. And when they fucking say hee-hee, I'm just like, don't ruin it. Like, I just, it makes... I'm going to say something. Oh, I don't care. I'm just saying it anyway. It just like, for me, it makes him less manly. And it, for me, I just feel like it just, it's not sexual at all. That is very personal though, because some people might not even notice it, but for me, it is a thing.
Oh, my emoji use is like most people's ick. So, and I've just had to make peace with that because I cannot stop. Again, 35 years old, I'm sorry, I cannot stop using the crying laughing face, monkey with covered eyes. Those emojis. Sorry, can't give
you
them
up. My ick for today's episode is an emoji.
Oh my god, which one?
Well, there's two. The dribbling one and the purple horny one. Gross. Don't ever send me either of those emojis. Oh, both disgusting.
Which one? Angry purple horny, or the happy happy purple horny one?
Wait, we need to do some.
The happy purple horny one is kind of ick, yeah.
Any purple
that's worked for me so many times before. Jeez, yeah.
Are you a big user of the purple horny?
Not anymore. It's not in my recent. Like, if we look at my recent,
the drool face one, I don't mind because it's usually paying me a compliment.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I have absolutely no emoji prejudice. I am fine with them all.
You, Joe. I abuse emojis.
Both purple horny faces, happy or sad, give me the ick.
That's my...
Well, that's your recent.
That's my recent.
I like that the pride flag is in there. I appreciate that. Yeah,
and party flag. Okay.
And absolutely no purple horny guys or jewelry guys. You can't tell me that that is not a creepy emoji, the jubilee one. It's just gross.
Okay.
It's because the face looks so, like, gormless.
Okay.
Anyway.
There we go. We will screenshot and put it up as a post of what all of our recent emojis are. So send them over.
Let me know if you want that.
But screenshot and send it over.
How many people's is the aubergine going to appear?
Peach. joke.
Oh, mine's in my. I've got aubergine in my frequently used, and I've got like spaghetti.
Screenshot that and send that over.
With, like water droplets.
I've got both horny devils in mine.
Screenshot it and send it over.
I actually screenshotted mine earlier today.
Wow.
I have.
Look at these.
I've got the tongue licking one because obviously I was talking about someone licking my vagina. Oh, yeah. Tongue licky as well. Yeah. Like the. Oh. Which one?
Wow, no, the actual tongue. The actual tongue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know why I've got the car.
That was a very
Is some of that to do with your like the codependency, like the heart with the bandage and stuff like that?
The heart with the bandage is I've been using that because when I type recovery, that comes up and I'm like, oh, it's so cute, it really works. The tree is because I was talking about pubes, so that was my bush.
Bush.
Talking about my bush.
I've just got Liz's through. I thought you. There's a lot of winky emojis going on here, and those that how do you explain it? The what's that emoji?
Oh, the like
the sly flirty face. Yes. I fucking love that emoji. Yeah. That
and a winky tongue out
has never summed up so much emotion.
How come the drooly ones on yours? That's frequently used.
No, wait, it's not on mine.
Frequently used, drooling face.
I don't think that's right.
So there we go. The thing that gave her the ick is on her.
Recently used, and that's because I typed it to show you what it was.
What's yours? What's your ick?
Oh, what's my ick? Oh.
Yeah. This is going to be a very long episode, people, because we did record some before.
Split it into two parts.
No.
Finale. Like feature length podcast.
It's a film.
Steven Spielberg.
I'm recording all of this.
Okay, don't come on. Ick.
The only one I can think of, and I think it's. I'm sure I must have others, but I don't know. I feel like I'm quite.
You don't get icks.
I don't have that many icks. I don't know because I'm. Because I'm always looking out for all the big stuff.
all the red flags.
Something that I really don't like, and this has only gotten worse since I've had a shaved head, is hair in places that it shouldn't be. And that doesn't refer to pubes, which people might think it does. I actually am not a fan of like a clean-shaven man or woman because I don't like the prepubescent look on women. It's weird to me. Like, I mean, do what you want to do, but for me, I'm like, but I feel the same about guys. Like, I want a bush. Mm. I want to feel like I'm fucking a man, not a boy. And I know you think it makes your cock look bigger. I'm not talking to you, Phil. I don't
know what down there. We know you shave your balls.
Like, please. And if you want to tidy, lovely. Because I love hygiene, very hygienic person. I shower twice a day. My hygiene regime is intense. Like, trim, make it neat. But, like, keep the bush. But all, I digress. Hair where it should not be.
Mm-hmm.
So like this, like the scraggly, like like hair that people get on their neck here when they're ready for a haircut. Like, please don't show up to a meeting with that.
Oh no, your neck's very tidy.
Cool. Yeah, like please, that's fine. It's going to grow in, but like,
that gives me the shivers.
Put it out for me. I was working out at the gym the other day and. Something kept tickling the back of my arm. And it was a lady's long hair that was attached to the machine. And that makes me want to vomit. I hate hairs where they should not be. And long hairs really disgust me. And the idea of hair touching my face, the like the top, like my forehead, the sides, my neck, what? I just can't. I haven't had hair on this area.
That's like demonstrating her hair, which must come down to at least her bum.
Oh my God. And do you know what? I used to have hair that long. That was how long my hair was.
I really wanted to be your friend, Joe. I really, really wanted to be your friend, but there's no way
you can. You got hair on your head.
Because there's just hair everywhere. And then in your house, because I just mulch. Like, what?
Yeah, I've got dogs and I've got a long-haired dog and I'm just fucking covered in dog hairs all the time. And I'm totally speciesist about it because I'm fine with dog hairs. And I always apologize to people. I'm like, so my God, when you get in my car, you're going to be covered in dog hairs. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're such good friends because I'm the same with the dogs too. But not
oh, sure. We can totally be pals.
You can build on this relationship.
I've just got to wear a sun cap when I come over, right?
But if there's a stray hair of yours catching me anywhere, you're going to have to like take it away from me immediately, put it in a bag, burn it.
Yep. Just do what Danny suggested and pluck it out. Like
not my hair.
I remember I used to live with this guy who would shave his head over the sink and just leave it there. It was so upsetting. He was so horrid. We weren't in a relationship. I'd like to clarify.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about me that might give you the ick. But I do this because I find it really funny and I think it's makes me look a bit like a sociopath and I think that's quite funny. When I shave my head over the bath, I take a picture of the hair in the bath. And sometimes with my ex, I sometimes used to write, I love you in the hair. And then
oh my God. That's kind of cute.
Me, that like it just gives real murdery vibes. Anything to do with anything that might have DNA of yours is like that's like murderer vibes, and I just find that really funny.
The whole point of murdering someone is not to put your DNA anywhere.
You know, like how they might like to collect like a souvenir from their
prey.
Like, oh, I put their head over the bath and then did her in, and then I wrote, "I love you."
It has got really good. Have you been watching murder like documentaries on Netflix?
No, because I'm totally squeamish and really scared. Yeah. So that just came out of my interested mind.
What?
I'm just showing the garden.
Beautiful. This is a murdery vibe.
Come down a path I'm not happy with.
Why have I got a hair grip on my laptop?
Oh, hello. We found a blonde hair grip. Hello.
Whose hair grip's that?
I don't know. It's certainly not mine, is it?
From right?
Wrong colour hair.
I can't answer that question.
Have you been doing secret dating that you haven't been telling me about?
No.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit of secret dating.
I've been on a date.
Is it like, your grip? Because it does. It's actually in my color.
I might just. Yeah. I don't know. I have no clue where this has come from. I haven't been on a date in like months. Sorry, people. Breaking the illusion. We've just found a hair clip attached to my laptop. Danny, what is your ick?
I've got two. Well, I've probably got about 152, actually, if we're being realistic. But unfortunately, I outweigh them with my own icks, which are probably about 5,000. But my two major icks are kind of actually to do with hair as well, Joe. So you said about the neck thing. This is literally like my pet fucking hate. Like it makes me be sick in my mouth. If someone's hair is growing, like for boys or girls with short hair, actually, but I probably wouldn't bully you as much as I would a guy over it. But when it grows, you know, like a bit over their ears, so then they have to like push it back. I just can't. That is not a vibe for me.
Fuck off, because we had to put up with that for however long during lockdown.
I rectified that through, like, my husband has got sharp hair. And do you know how I kept his hair sharp through lockdown?
Go on, then.
Dog grooming clippers. And I
didn't. Well, guess what? I didn't have a girlfriend or a wife to cut my fucking hair.
You should have just.
Neither do I, Phil. Neither do I.
But I'm precious about my hair. I'm like really, really precious about my hair.
And really? Okay. Sorry.
He's got his little bobby pin.
Oh.
So I ended up trying to cut my hair once during lockdown. Mm. And it had. I ended up with a fucking mullet because I couldn't get the back done.
That would be better than long hair grown over the ears. For me, mullet, long hair grown over the ears. I'm telling you, that's how it is.
And when you think reasonable, that's right, isn't it?
That's what nail scissors are for, guys.
Mm.
Exactly.
Give it a little trim. Chop it off.
My second big ick is how people walk.
You can't have two.
Yeah, I can. I've got millions, actually. But it's how someone walks.
That's a good one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's a good
like,
one.
They can be like really like great, and then they just walk funny, and you just go, no.
Mm. If someone bounces on their tiptoes. Yes.
Or walks like, and their toes are turned in slightly.
Thank you for listening. Now, as probably most people are aware, we've reached 5,000 downloads. Like, wow. Wow. That is out of this world. So I want to thank every single one of you that is listening right now. Now, we have our last episode for this season coming out Tuesday, first thing in the morning, UK time. So that is what you've, well, what you've been all waiting for. That's what you thought you were getting out of the first three episodes that have just been. But if you put it all together, they are, like I say, the amount of knowledge in this one room, just mind-blowing. Like, yeah. So again, thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the final episode tomorrow. And as always, let us know. Give us feedback. If you're listening on Apple, hit the stars, how many you think we deserve, and write us a little bit of a review. It really, really helps in the rankings, in the charts and stuff like that, and gets us seen by more people. So that's enough of me talking. Goodbye. Speak tomorrow.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, then you can do, whether that's to submit a dating disaster, ask a question, or ask for some advice. We're not that good at helping, but one of our guest experts will certainly be able to. So if you'd like to get in touch, head on over to our socials.
On Facebook and Instagram, it's at Unhinged and Bumbled Up.
On Twitter, it's at Bumbled Up.
Or by email, it's unhinged.and.bumbledup@gmail.com.
If you liked the episode, then please don't forget to like and share and click the follow button above.
We also now have a website, www.uabu.co.uk. See you all next week.